Welcome to MarketSnap SWOT analysis for Kohl's Corporation, or KSS, as it's known on the ticker. If you're a long-term retail investor looking to dig into the nitty-gritty of this well-established department store chain, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats facing Kohl's with insights pulled straight from the latest data and earnings calls. Let's dive in and see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio for the long haul. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, Kohl's operates in the retail sector, specifically within the department stores industry. They've got a massive footprint across the U.S., with thousands of stores offering everything from clothing to home goods. But let's not linger on the basics. Most of you likely know Kohl's as a household name. Instead, let's talk about what's been happening lately. Recent performance data shows Kohl's has been struggling a bit, with a notable decline in net sales, down 9.4% in the fourth quarter and 7.2% for the full year. That's a red flag, and it's something we'll unpack as we go. Now, before we get into the full SWOT breakdown, let's touch on some recent news and vibes from their latest earnings call. The management team is pushing hard on a strategic turnaround, focusing on enhancing customer experience and optimizing their store portfolio. They're not shy about admitting that results will take time to show, which tells us they're playing the long game. On the performance front, short-term metrics aren't pretty, double-digit declines in some periods, but as long-term investors, we're more interested in whether these moves can set Kohl's up for a comeback. Let's break it down piece by piece. Strengths: solid market presence. Kohl's has a well-established position in the department store space with a significant physical footprint. With thousands of full-time employees and a wide-reaching store network, they've got brand recognition and customer loyalty that many competitors can only dream of. That's a strong foundation to build from, even in tough times. Dividend yield as a draw. One standout from their financials is a decent dividend yield. For income-focused investors in our audience, this could be a nice perk, providing some cash flow while waiting for the stock to recover. It shows Kohl's is still committed to returning value to shareholders despite headwinds. Operational cash flow. Looking at their cash flow statements, Kohl's continues to generate positive operating cash flow. This isn't just a number. It means they've got the liquidity to fund day-to-day operations and potentially reinvest in strategic initiatives without drowning in immediate financial stress. That's a quiet strength for a retailer in a rough patch. Weaknesses: declining sales performance. Let's not sugarcoat it. Their revenue drop is a big concern. A 9.4% decline in Q4 sales and 7.2% for the year signals that Kohl's is losing ground. Whether it's due to shifting consumer habits or tougher competition, this trend can't be ignored. For us long-term folks, it raises questions about their ability to adapt quickly. Profitability pressures. Diving into their income statements, net income and profit margins aren't looking great either. Gross profit margin and net profit margin are under strain, which suggests they're not just selling less, they're also struggling to keep costs in check. That's a double whammy for profitability. High debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio is another sore spot. It's on the higher side, meaning Kohl's is carrying a significant debt burden. In a rising interest rate environment, this could eat into their financial flexibility, especially if sales don't rebound soon. We've got to keep an eye on how they manage this leverage. Opportunities: strategic turnaround potential. Management's focus on a strategic overhaul, as highlighted in their Q4 earnings call, could be a game changer if executed well. They're talking about better customer experiences, store optimizations, and product refreshes. If they can pull this off, Kohl's could regain lost ground and appeal to a broader demographic. Think younger shoppers who've drifted to online platforms. E-commerce growth. While physical stores are their bread and butter, there's room to grow in the digital space. Retail trends show e-commerce continuing to dominate, and if Kohl's can capitalize on this, maybe through partnerships or better online UX, they could offset some of the in-store declines. It's not just a short-term fix. It's a long-term necessity. Value-driven consumer trends. With economic uncertainty lingering, consumers are hunting for value, Kohl's has historically positioned itself as an affordable option compared to high-end retailers. If they lean into this strength, think aggressive promotions or loyalty programs, they could capture more of that budget-conscious market share. That's a real opportunity for sustained growth. Threats: intense industry competition. The retail sector, especially department stores, is a brutal battlefield. Kohl's is up against giants like Walmart, Target, and Amazon, not to mention fast fashion players and discount chains. Their industry performance metrics show they're lagging behind peers in some key periods, and that competitive pressure isn't going away anytime soon. Consumer behavior shifts. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Shoppers are changing. More people are buying online or seeking niche, trendy brands over traditional department store offerings. Kohl's has to fight tooth and nail to stay relevant, and if they can't adapt fast enough, they risk becoming a relic of the past. That's a serious long-term threat. Economic headwinds. Broader economic challenges, like inflation or reduced consumer spending, could hit Kohl's hard. Their latest earnings call mentioned softer demand as a factor in sales declines. If discretionary spending takes a further hit, Kohl's could see even more pressure on their top line, making recovery an uphill battle. Now, let's zoom out for a quick valuation check to add some flavor to this analysis. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's sitting at a reasonable level compared to historical averages, though not screaming undervalued. The range between the high and low estimates suggests some uncertainty among analysts about future earnings growth. Pair that with a price-to-sales ratio that's on the lower side, and it tells me Kohl's might be priced conservatively, but that's only attractive if they can turn things around. For you value hunters out there, this could be worth a deeper dive, but don't jump in without watching those sales trends closely. As we wrap up the financial angle, let's circle back to their free cash flow. It's holding up okay, which is a bit of a silver lining. It means they've got some breathing room to invest in CapEx or innovation without immediately resorting to more debt. But here's the kicker. Management needs to use this wisely. If they're just plugging holes instead of driving growth, that's a missed opportunity. So what's the big picture for Kohl's Corporation from a long-term investment perspective? Honestly, it's a mixed bag. They've got a solid foundation and some promising strategic moves in the pipeline, but the declining sales and competitive threats are hard to ignore. For those of you looking at this stock, I'd say it's not a screaming buy right now. There's too much uncertainty in the short to medium term. However, if you believe in turnarounds and are willing to hold through some turbulence, Kohl's could be a sleeper pick if they execute well on their plans. Keep an eye on how their digital push plays out and whether they can stabilize those sales numbers over the next few quarters. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT breakdown on MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content rolling out in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Kohl's in the comments. Do you see them bouncing back, or are they stuck in a rut? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.